see you this morning. My name is Eddie Boland. I'm the pastor here at Grace Point. Glad that you have come here this morning. Glad that you have joined us today. And I would like to welcome all of you. But I would also, there is a very ancient way of greeting one another on Easter Sunday morning. And oftentimes, there are already millions of Christians around the world that have already exchanged these same words and have offered these same words even before the sun was up. But Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Now, some of you already know that. Some of you may be learning for the first time. So I would like to invite you, if you would, I am going to say Christ is risen. I would invite all of you to say he is risen indeed. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And with that, I welcome you into this celebration. Celebration of not only what I am going to be doing, but more importantly, a celebration of what our choir and members of our choir have been working on for several weeks now. I'm glad that you are here and excited about what they are going to celebrate with us this morning. But as we do, in the midst of Christ being raised from the dead, and in the midst of him being risen indeed, I would like to invite all of you to stand and let us affirm our faith in God and also affirm our faith. So would you please stand?
And if you would, together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body,
and there is a tradition that is in our church that as we gather on the first Sunday of the month that we celebrate Holy Communion, there will be an opportunity, as we are singing this morning, there will be an opportunity for all of you to come to the table this morning. You do not have to be a member at Grace Point to come to the table. You do not have to be a member of the United Methodist Church to come to the table. The communion table is open to all and is an invitation that is given by Jesus. And so as you are invited, I do encourage you. I encourage you to come to the table that God has set before us. If you are unable to come to the table, if you would, you can lift up your hand and we'll be glad to serve you exactly where you are this morning. But as we do, as we prepare, and as we begin this morning, I would like to invite our ushers to come forward and we will give our tithes and we will give our offerings.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Salvation of our God. My name is Peter, and this is my friend and co-worker, John. We're here to celebrate the good news. We're here to bring you the good news that we're here to celebrate Jesus' life. Life with a capital L. His life, the life.
Perhaps we'd better explain what we mean. Listen, everyone, and we will tell you the truth. You know, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
Freedom often. At first we were confused, but he was talking about a different kind of freedom. He was talking about freedom from sin, freedom from death, freedom from oppression. But wait, let's go back to the beginning, John. Let's tell the people how we met Jesus. One day, Andrew, my brother, and I were fishing on the Sea of Galilee. I'm a fisherman. But on this particular day, a strange feeling came over me. I can't explain it. But I looked up and I saw a man on the shore, and he was looking back at me. I'll never forget those piercing eyes. And then the strangest thing happened. He said, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Well, before I knew it, I was out of that boat following that man that would change my life forever.
Like Peter, I was a fisherman. I was in business with my brother, James, and my father, Zebedee. One day we were out mending our nets following a really good day of fishing, and Jesus called us to follow him. My brother James and I looked at each other. I looked at the fish we had caught, and we'd had a good day. Fishing was all I knew. It was my occupation. It was my family business. It was my livelihood. Then I looked at Jesus. Jesus, fishing. Jesus, fishing. Jesus, fishing. Then I looked at James, and I know he was thinking what I was. And we dropped our nets right there. We left our father in the boat with the hired servants, and we followed Jesus. It was a life-changing decision.
Well, this was no ordinary man that we were following. There was something powerful about his presence.
There was also a loving, forgiving presence about him as well.
Yes, do you remember the time we were in Capernaum and Jesus decided to stop off and teach in the synagogue?
I do.
Well, right after that, we went to my house. Now, my mother-in-law was deathly ill. When we got there, Jesus reached down, he took her hand, he lifted her up, and she was healed. Well, the next thing we knew, she was up serving everyone.
I do remember that. As we followed him from town to town, we began to see just how great this man was, if you could call him just a man. The miracles he performed were astonishing, like turning water to wine. He healed a man born lame from birth. He helped the blind to see.
He cured leprosy. He even drew those demons out of possessed people.
The people who witnessed these miracles began to ask each other, "Who is this man?"
Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
Everywhere that we went, crowds flocked to see Jesus. And he taught like no one we had ever heard before.
One day Jesus saw the multitudes following him, so he decided to go up on the mountain, and they followed him.
We sat there. I want you to picture it with me. Sitting on the side of a mountain, a natural amphitheater. The Sea of Galilee on our left, a mountain with a city on the top, on our right. Jesus straight ahead at the point, talking to us.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
What? Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you,
and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
And Jesus, he taught us how to pray. He said, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father.
Right now, wherever you are, enter into your secret place. Let's all hearts and minds unite with one mind as we pray together the Lord's Prayer. May we pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.